Yo, 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 yo. Shout out to Rhythmic Radio. You've now tuned in to Conversation on the Rocks, baby. And it's your boy, the coolest host you know, Ice.
And it's your boy, Los Vegas. You already know what it is.
Man, how y'all feeling out there? We back again for another one. I'm excited for this one, man. You know what I mean? We back. Shout out to IG. Shout out to Facebook. Conversation on the Rocks. If you're not following us, make sure you following us. Shout out to Rhythmic Radio. Hope you are, everybody out there, man. Hey, we back for another one. And we appreciate all the love and all the subscribers. And we've been getting a lot of love. Shout out to all the other shows on the station. Yeah. But yeah, man, you know how we do every week. Let's jump right into pregame, man.
Pregame.
How you feeling in the pregame, man?
Oh,
how
was your man, weekend? Let me tell you,
how you
man,
feeling today?
I've been waiting all week for this one, right?
You've been waiting for pregame?
Yeah, I've been waiting this all week, you know what I'm saying? Like, anybody that knows me right now, this might just be my shot right here. You know what I'm saying? Like, I might go golden after this one right here. Okay. You know what I'm saying? Right here. And, man, but the week's been good, you know, made some money and everything like that.
That's always good.
Yeah.
So making money is always good.
Everything's pretty good, man.
Family's good.
Oh, man, the family good, man.
A diamond princess.
Getting on my nerves, but that's my baby. You know? So love
that's
her.
What they supposed
you
to
know
do.
What I'm saying? Yeah, I guess.
Yeah, it's my daughter getting on my nerves, too. Shout out to her. You know what I'm saying?
She is definitely her mama's baby.
Hey, yo, shout out to the weekend, man. A lot of shit happened this weekend.
Yeah.
From the NBA All-Star game, everything that was going on this past weekend, as well as Coming to America coming out. Mm-hmm. We're going to get into some of that in a little bit. But, man, I'm glad to be back with another one. You know what I'm saying? I'm excited for our guests. Shout out to the homies here, Josh.
Can't believe, you know what I'm saying? Really happy y'all in the
Shout out to Josh, my homie Blake and shit for, you know what I'm saying? They in the studio with us. We know we're going to get into that interview in the second portion. But yeah, man.
Shout out to Nikki Caters.
Shout out to Nikki Caters. You know what I mean? Shout out to Nikki Caters.
You know what I mean?
We had some shrimp, some salmon, chicken, potatoes, roasted potatoes. Shout out to broccolini. Shout out to her. If you don't know, go holler at her. Go follow her at Nikki Caters. Just like it sounds on IG. NikkiCaters. She came and dropped off like just some bomb meals.
Yeah.
Just on the go.
Definitely.
Looked like it just came from the restaurant. You know what I mean? So salute to her. And shout out to today is International Women's Day. So happy International Women's Day! Shout out to all the women from the different
nations.
And
speaking of women, we want to shout out Bianca Smith. She's the first black female coach for the Boston Red Sox. You know what I'm saying?
Okay,
That's big.
This season, right? Shout out to her.
Yeah, I believe it was this season she was signed last year, but she is actually the first official one. Also, we have our first black female official. I don't want to really mess her name up, but her last name is Chaka. I want to say it's Maija Chaka.
Okay.
She's also the
shout
first black female official for the NFL, so shout out to them ladies. You know what I'm saying? And before we end that note, I just want to
What you working with?
Hey, look, man. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to all these females, you know what I'm saying? From our mothers to my daughter to, you know, and everything like that. Yeah. And we're very
proud. Shout out to all the women.
Yeah, we're very proud of y'all.
Shout out to all the women. We wouldn't be here without y'all. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So we know we get on your motherfucking nerves.
Right.
But guess what?
Y'all get on
our nerves too.
Definitely.
In case you
do.
Thought something changed.
You know what I'm saying?
So, man, with that being said, let's get right into our next segment, man. Opening shots. Salud. Prosperity and wealth. And the first. Oh, shit. Woo.
Got him.
Got him. The first thing we about to get into, man. A lot of states like Texas, Mississippi, they've been opening up.
Yeah.
The mask mandate, they just said, fuck it. You know what I'm saying? they opened 100%. You know what I mean? And it's not just them. It's a few other states, like nine other states out there that's just wilding. You know what I'm saying? Like letting everybody run them up. How you feel about this, man? Are you ready for the just no mask season? Like,
I don't know what I'm saying,
with the raw dog with the no mask?
No, man. I don't know if I really want to do this right now. Like, I was really shocked to really hear Texas because they were so big, you know what I'm saying, as far as the state. So I was kind of really shocked about that one. Now, my mom is, I believe Alabama is, because my mom's in Alabama. And of course, you know, she's not too far away from Mississippi, which is another one. So they're opening. She said the same thing. I'm not with it. I mean, I even still feel like I would probably wear my mask even more now that you're taking it off. You know what I'm saying? Like, hey, like, back up. Like, no, come on. Like, I would straight jab you right now.
You can't really think that. Like, how can you just automatically go from wearing a mask, to just, like, fuck this shit, I'm out here. Right, like, in your mind thinking, like, nah, the corona.
And then my thing is, did everybody get the vaccine? Like, that's a huge-ass state, so nobody's been all the way quarantined, vaccinated. Y'all just gonna open this bitch up, huh?
Yeah, we on the way to getting this shit back. We ain't there
yet. Don't y'all bring y'all ass to the VA, man. Don't come back. Don't you bring your ass out to the DMV.
The motherfuckers already here and shit. That's the thing, though. It's probably that all the new strain variants. I'm sure all them shits is already.
So now we're going to have to build a wall or a barrier right now. We going to have to stop these niggas from bringing the corona through this bitch, man.
It's just wild, man. It's just wild. I guess we're going to see, I guess, weeks to come. You know what I'm saying? We'll see what next month look like as far as the numbers. But it's a lot of people out there itching to get out. I know how you feel, I guess. You know what I mean? Some shit I want to do, get back on a vacation and shit like this. But
I mean, if you don't know if that is all the way cleared yet, like, why take the risk?
It's just humans. It's just how we think. Like, we just like, fuck it, man.
And these are like big ass states. Like, Mississippi big as fuck too. You know what I'm saying? Alabama's right next to it, man. Like, you know what I'm saying? And you know, so that's crazy. I'm not really with it. Yeah. I don't like it.
I ain't fucking with it either, man. I guess these are a couple places I ain't going to, but I feel like I ain't going to go on a plane or a vacation, at least for like, to, like next year.
People are still down from the vaccine, from taking the vaccine. You know what I'm saying? And you're saying, hey, you can take your mask off. Dog, stop playing. We just saw that white lady pass the fuck out, didn't she? Right there on the microphone. She said, what? And y'all still giving this shout out? Like, don't give me that shit, cause I ain't going for it. I'm just letting y'all know I'm not getting this shit. Okay, so y'all can be mad all you want to.
But that's the thing, it's become a political thing, because now it's like people in your business shit that you wouldn't know, like they don't know nothing else about you medically. You know what I'm saying? Where they like, what they want to know, yo, did you take the shot? Motherfucker, did I ask you if you got that shot for the shit that you got bullshit from that club, from the bitch, you know, the bitch you was talking with you? Like, did you get that shot?
Where we going with this?
Like, I'm not with it. It's crazy. It's wild out here, man.
Yeah. So, speaking of Women's National Day, I wanted to bring up this other lady. Her name is Ann Groder? I'm sorry. Maybe not. Anyway, I know her. I might have just made her last name up, but I know her.
Herbert.
Herbert. Yeah, Herbert. Nigga, shout me out sometimes.
That's what I'm here.
I threw the alley. You catch it. So she was the GM of Northern America of Nike. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
She resigned, basically fired. Her 19-year-old son got a credit card, used her employee ID, her employee, you know, name and everything, and went off and got a whole bunch of exclusive-ass shoes that couldn't nobody else get. Nobody knew when it was coming out. So his name is West Coast Joe. Shout out to you, because we looking at your ass. Your ass.
West Coast Joe.
West Coast Joe. West Coast Joe. Yeah, everybody shout him out. This dummy is like, you know what I'm saying, got like shoes, like for real, when they showed the picture, I mean, these boxes are stacked up to the ceiling. He has got like everything. Wow. He even had Jordans I'd never even seen, and he had 100 pair. So one of the a reporter saw him on Instagram, all that stuff like that, called him up, wanted to have an interview with him. So he gets on the interview, he's like, yeah, dog, like, how you get all this shit? He was like, yeah. Like, my mom, she the GM of North American Nike and shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, she big dog. Like, my mom does this shit. Like, that's my dog. Like, she here. She can get whatever. Like, what's happening? You know what I'm saying? So West Coast Joe does the interview. The reporter says 5 minutes later, he calls back and says, "Hey, dog, you know all that little bullshit I was just talking about with mom, like the hype shit. Ain't nobody really supposed to know about that, so could you not, like, say nothing about it?" He was like, "I got you, buddy." This shit went viral, okay? Within minutes, probably. Like, this is, like, so my thing, you know, as black parents, you know what I'm saying? I mean, we're all, I feel like we're all 80s babies. When the police roll up at your mom's job, and she's been here for like 25 years, okay, let's just put that there so you know she put in some time, ass whoopings, all that shit, and still went to work, okay? Then she's the GM, that's huge, right? That's big, all the way, hell yeah. And then the police, they roll up in there on your black GM mother and says, "You know your dumb ass son got all these shoes, we're going to need you to get the fuck up out of here, pack all your shit up, like collect all this, because you know you're done. We already been to the president, vice president, like, we'll beat your ass in here, sting you, all that shit." You know what I'm saying? And you're like, why? And then they show you these pictures of your stupid ass son with all these shoes. Okay, I just imagine my mom, like, crying on her way home. And then as soon as she walked in the door, I done came downstairs because I probably just sold, like, what, 10 pairs. So, you know, I'm up one. You know, I'm up one. And I'm feeling good. Like, I can buy the house right now, mom. You know what I'm saying? So, your mom's, what's up? And, you know what I'm saying? As soon as you get that out, like, and you probably did. Like, right there. Your mom probably killed you right then and there. It probably felt good about it. It relieved, you know what I'm saying, a lot. But, like, damn, like, you went and you told the Bama. You told him. You said, "Yeah, that's my mama." West Coast Joe, y'all. West Coast Joe. When y'all see him.
Shout out to West Coast Joe.
Hey, if you see him on Instagram, man, hey, follow that dude and shout him out personally as the most dumbest motherfucker in the whole damn world.
Hey, yo, West Coast Joe, It's just greed, man. Motherfucker, Eric, we just greed gets you all the time. You know what I mean? When is enough?
And then flash it, though. You know what I'm saying? That's one. But then to be, all the way young. And, like, what type of drug? Well, I guess he was on some good-ass weed that time, right? He had to be, right? Because he just flown with it. So, yeah, like my mom's, you know what I'm saying? Like, hell yeah. Nigga, I get on. Oh, you want the new Yeezys? Oh, by the way, the new Yeezys that just came out, now that I just think about it, the 450 Boost Yeezys, ugly as fuck. As fuck. I just want to just announce that. Like, you know, if we never get, like, a pair of Yeezys, like, maybe, like, he just wants to throw them, you know, for the show and all. Hey, Yeezy, don't do it. You don't have to send them this way. These joints, like, they are the ugliest. Like, and you know what makes me mad? They keep getting uglier and uglier every time he puts out this fucking shoe. Dog, they done went from...
They be flying off the press,
then it went to like, whoa,
they billion-dollar
the
shoes.
You know what
I'm
saying? And now it's just like, why? Why? Like, there is no creation to this shoe at all. Like, it makes no sense. Like, where do you wear these joints to?
You know, everywhere. Like,
and then they're confused, expensive as fuck. And they sold out. Yeah. So, whatever, Yeezy, whatever the fuck you doing with these ugly ass shoes, keep doing it, bro. You know what I'm saying? Like, damn, they got spikes on them and everything, looking like Voltron or some shit, something from the galaxy or something like that. Like, and it makes me mad, man, because y'all motherfuckers is walking around with these ugly-ass shoes on. And thinking you're fresh. That's what kills me. Like, dog, you're walking in there like you fresh as fuck. No, you're not. You know who's fresh? West Coast Joe is fresh.
Shout out to West Coast Joe.
Yeah, shout out to West Coast.
Yeah, he thought he was fresh. Now he ain't got none of them shit.
Now he got none of them
shit. The moral of the story is, kids...
Hey, man.
Stop snitching on you.
Yeah, stop. You know what I'm saying? And you snitched on a family. You know how mad the rest of the family is. Like, grandma's mad. Your auntie's mad. The cousins. Oh, your cousins is bombing you right now. They like, hey, you dumbass little motherfucker. Fuck you, mean? Dog.
We could have had all the shit.
Hey, look. I just told my bitch I was getting her the motherfucking Jordan. Nigga,
right.
I had to.
You know what I did?
And you know you got that one that, oh, everybody money like, dog, hey, man, Joe and them down the street, these shoes playing, we can't fuck this up. Don't fuck this up for us, player.
Oh, man.
He like, so the cops ain't let you keep nothing? Damn.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh man, that's terrible. That is
West Coast Joe. Man.
Yeah, you West the crowd Joe. For the week, man. Let's
yeah, shout out to that, man.
Yeah.
Let's get into
I'm sorry, man.
Shout out Rhythmic Radio.
Yeah,
man. That shit was a good one.
Oh man.
All right, man. Let's get into the next segment, man. If I can.
Yeah,
opening shots, man. Damn. Shout out to the IG and shit. Everybody out there laughing like shit.
Well, we just did the overshot. I thought we were going to get into the entertainment.
Nah, oh, yeah. See that.
Oh, man. See what happens.
Give it a West Coast joke.
Yeah, he did it.
Let's get into entertainment.
Okay, entertainment update.
Yeah. Damn. That shit was funny as shit.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, the first thing that I saw was the LeBron was in the new Space Jam movie coming out.
Whenever.
Huh?
Right. Because it's been talked about for a while, right?
Yeah, yeah. Exactly. It's been some time, and they talked about it again just recently or whatever. I guess they just building an anticipation or whatever. But what's your thoughts about just LeBron in the movie and just overall, you know what I mean?
I mean, y'all think he's the perfect pick for this movie right here. If it wasn't
like
him, it should have
like
been
Jordan
Kobe.
Passed him the torch to this joint.
It should have been Kobe, I think. You know what I'm saying? Rest in peace.
Yeah, shout out to
but,
Kobe.
But I think LeBron's perfect for this. I mean, he's an icon just like Mike was.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And just, I mean, we all remember Space Jam. It wasn't bad.
Classic movie, yeah. You know what I'm saying?
It's
going to
be definitely one of those.
Yeah, the monsters and all
saying?
That.
So,
yeah.
Hopefully LeBron do his thing. And you know what I'm saying? Because and you know this is gonna have a lot of makeup, so his hairline's gonna be straight and everything like
that. All that,
so, yeah.
The freshest line.
Yeah, fresh
yeah,
as
that's Steve Harvey.
He need it.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Shout out to my LA Lakers, man. Keep doing your thing, LeBron.
Nigga, don't try to get in the club when you in that joint. Fuck that nigga, Los Vegas.
Yeah, I can see LeBron there. Oh, my hairline, brother. You know we do this shit for the radio, man. Now, come on, nigga.
Ice, come on through. I'll tell you about it. We can talk about it on the radio next week.
No,
but nah. Yeah, man. I look forward to seeing this shit. I hope it's a good movie, man.
It need to be, man. Uh-huh. You know, I mean, we all going to try to go see it. Everybody's going to want to see it. So.
We'll see. I mean, hopefully. I mean, the movie theater is kind of open. You know what I'm saying? You just can't.
I ain't going.
I feel you.
Once again, LeBron.
I'm sorry, bro.
Yo,
shout out to Versus, man. I heard that it's supposed to be a Raekwon the Chef versus Ghostface Killah versus. What's your thoughts on that? I feel like that shit is going to be just amazing alone. Their body of work, just those two, like, enigmas, this rappers in the game.
Right.
You know what I mean? I hope it's true. Sometimes you just hear rumors and shit. You know what I'm saying?
You know, I feel good about it. Feel like the Wu-Tang is going to be all in the building with this one. You know what I'm saying? That would be good. Of course, big fans.
You think they all be there? You think it would just be more than just them?
Nah, I think everybody would be there, man.
Yeah.
Why not?
Yeah, nah, you know I would love to
I
see
think
that,
be
man.
Classic, and then bring them all on.
Swizzy, Timbo, man, please get that together.
They going to do a lot of songs together.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, that'd be big. The other, well, talked about
what
rumor coming along with the Versus battle is SWV and Escape.
Yeah.
I think that'll be actually a good, because I was always used to talk about
a
female group.
Yeah.
That
I
could
think
go
that
back,
would be perfect.
You know what I'm saying? I think that would be definitely perfect.
Yeah.
So shout out to them if they can get all that together, because everybody might not make this Versus battle. Huh? Yeah, couldn't wait to get to this one, ladies. I'm trying to tell you, this is looking really
everybody ain't gonna make it. Everybody ain't gonna
make it
to the Versus.
You know, on Escape, I mean, everybody in SWV, they'll be there.
SWV is gonna be at the Versus.
They're definitely gonna be there.
Okay.
All three of them in the
okay.
building.
I look forward to it.
Escape,
not everybody.
Not so much.
Oh,
not so much.
That's not gonna be good.
Not gonna be good. One of them's in hot water right now.
You got an exclusive Los Vegas.
Yeah, man. So, even though we're joking about it, but on a serious note, T.I. and Tiny are right now facing some sexual charges. Yeah, they have been known to, for drugging women, taking them home, having their way with them, even been known to fly them out for, I guess, even clients and as well. Okay. But a lot of drugs was involved in doing this. When I first heard the story, I was like, damn, Tip, man, like, damn.
Hope it's not true.
Tip, yeah, you know what I'm saying? Right, right. Like, Tip's been in hot water before. He normally with the guns. I said, the drugs, maybe. But I said, he ain't drugging bitches. But then when I heard they said Tiny was along with it, I said, yeah, he did that. yeah, he going down.
That's because she involved. Yeah. That's it?
Because, you know, because, I mean... You know, they. I mean, now they're saying it's like 20 women right now coming out talking about this or whatever like that. It's really looking bad because, I mean, Tip was just...
20 women, that's a lot of women.
A lot of women. You know what I'm saying? Confirming the same story. Some of them say they have pictures, this and that. I mean, now let me get you straight on this. Yeah. Like, for one, this story could go either way. Again, we don't know the true facts behind all of this stuff. You know what I'm saying? Like, the true story and all that behind that. But I mean, you know, they are stars and everything like that. So honestly, hopefully it is not true, because Tip walks around here and says, you know, well, so we here for all our black women. We stand up for our black women, goddamn. You know what I'm saying? I'm the king. I can't do this, you know what I'm saying? ATL, stand up, shout. You know what I'm saying? And then to know, like, nigga, you drugging these bitches and taking them home, bro. And then you got your wife doing it, you know what I'm saying? Because, you know, he was just accused about pulling out a gun on one of the girls.
Right.
They said they brought it, you know, over to
I remember hearing
that. You hear me?
I remember hearing that.
Now, you know what else made me think about last season? We talked about that big, huge sex trafficking thing that went on.
Right.
And a lot of it came from Atlanta.
Yeah,
remember
yeah,
that huge story came from London. Okay. Now they're saying like T.I. and they've been doing this since 2005 and all that stuff. But honestly, all jokes aside, I really hope this is not
true. It ain't true. But I guess
if
we'll
it
see
is,
what we'll see.
Boy,
what
y'all going down for this one?
We'll see what's to come. You know what I mean? That is wild.
Yeah, that's all the
it's
way
wild. It's also wild that you believe that it's true just because Tiny is involved. In shit. You know what I'm saying? That is wild in itself too.
But, my bad, Tiny.
Hopefully,
I mean, you know,
we see
got,
Escape.
Yeah,
SWV man. Yeah, like I would love to see that. You know what I'm saying? So shout out to them.
And then got just one more about you women. Happy Women's Month out there.
That's how you going.
Yeah, that's how I'm
going.
That's how I'm going. Because you know what I'm saying?
Shit,
yeah, I mean,
man.
I ain't shit.
Hey, yo. Holla at him. DM him. You know what I'm saying? It's at Los Vegas for life.
Look. I didn't say nothing about y'all. You know what I'm saying? I'm all for the women. I'm just, I didn't write the story. it was just given to me. A lady named Megan Ann Walt Hall has just received 16 years for sexually assaulting her boyfriend as he was overdosing. She jumped on top of his face, all of that, recorded it, and laughed. Now, at first, I thought he survived. He didn't survive, okay? He overdosed at the hospital. He is dead. He is gone. Finito. Up out of here. You know what I'm saying? And she wrote, bruh. Rolled his face. My man needs attention, right? And she the one that called the 911. I guess he was like passing out. He wasn't doing too good. She was like, I might as well send this nigga to the hospital before he passes out on my floor and shit. And now she is receiving 16 years down there in Rappahannock. Congratulations, ladies. Yeah, you got one coming on y'all way down there. You know what I'm saying? But like, I mean, how wild is that? Like, I'm dying and you just gonna sit on my face and then you record it?
Yeah, that's the life.
That's the
life we live in around these times.
Yeah, man, like that's crazy. Like you didn't help.
We would just came from another story. Somebody was snitching on themselves, and we go to another story of somebody snitching on themselves.
On themselves. You know what I'm saying? Said he was over.
That's wild.
But he didn't make it, man. So rest in peace to whoever he is. They never really stated his name.
It was in Virginia, right?
Oh yeah, this was definitely in Virginia. Yeah. we're getting up there. Oh, shout out to El Chapo's wife too, man. She's still out here, man. We love you. Come to the show whenever you get out. Need a place to hide, stay, anything like that, hit me up. These women go hard, but y'all women go hard. And happy Women's Month, National Day and all that good stuff.
It's like retarded, man. Hey, yo. So he's talking about the NBA All-Star weekend. And they kind of compacted everything all in one night. So they did, I think they started with the three-point contest. Steph Curry won that. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to him. If you put your money on him, I think that was a logical bet. But also, then they had the All-Star game, you know what I'm saying? Not the East versus West, it's Team Durant versus Team LeBron. Well, you know what I'm saying? It's pretty dope. It's always good to see, you know what I'm saying, the best of the best. He balled. You know, can't nobody stop him, for real. You know what I'm saying?
And I heard Bradley Beal shoulders up.
Bradley Beal got the most on Team Durant. You know what I'm saying? It was good to see. During halftime was the dunk contest. I think a lot of people wasn't happy, I don't think, with the dunk contest. You know what I'm saying?
Who was in it?
Some young boys. I don't even remember the names. You know what I'm saying?
Anthony Simons and Obi Toppin.
Obi Toppin, okay. And Obi Toppin won, right?
Anthony
Simons.
Well, shout out to you young boys. Sorry, we don't know who y'all are. We ain't been watching real. You know
what I'm saying? The pieces that I did see, I wasn't really impressed. I felt like a lot of them, they didn't have too many other chances, you know, when the motherfucker fuck up. Like, they were very fluid with their dunks. Right. But nothing really jumped out there to me, or jumped out the gym, if you will, to me. But maybe next year and shit. But the Team LeBron smoked the Team Durant. You know what I'm saying? Like, they won all the quarters and shit, because I guess each quarter they got donated $150,000 to the United Negro College Fund, I believe.
I did, but I think they raised up to like $3 million for that, right?
Something like that. Yeah, so shout out to the NBA for doing that. Yeah, it was good to see. It's always a fun time to see it. I'm glad that although we reported all earlier in the season, like, I hope that they didn't do it because it's all the numbers and everybody partying in Atlanta, all of them is going to do that shit regardless, I guess. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But I was glad to see, you know what I'm saying, that they kept it going. Because I guess at one point in time, there was talks that they wasn't sure if they was going to do it or whatever.
Right.
So, shout out to them, man.
Yeah, big shout out to them.
Also, man, entertainment update. A lot of people, this actually, the celebrity game was actually tied to the All-Star game. That I did watch. That shit was funny as shit.
Oh, I didn't see that one.
it was 2 Chainz, Lil Baby versus Quavo and Jack Harlow.
You know what? Okay. I didn't know that was part of the All-Star game. I thought that was just like their own little shit.
I think it was part of like celebrity game. Part of it, because a lot of them was from Atlanta, except Jack.
Exactly.
I think it was part of it, you know what I'm saying? But they also had some other type of celebrity game where they had Sway Lee versus G Herbo. So this some other, you, yeah, this is that. Some other I stuff that. That I saw on YouTube. But the 2 Chainz Lil Baby, that shit was funny, man, because it got kind of heavy.
Baby didn't hit one fucking. Lil Baby, you my dog, man. Come to the show, man. Shout out to you. But my dude, I kept seeing him. He kept going for the fadeaway. I seen him do the little layup. Oh, man, he shot one of them joints. Them joints was way short. I said, oh, man. And look, Jack was just so humble out there, too. Right. Yeah, he just setting picks. He went
right. He's playing good defense towards the end.
Yeah, that's it. That's
Quavo
it.
With 2 Chainz was the ones balling, though.
Yeah.
But Quavo, he was trying to, like, he was going for the title or something on that, but 2 Chainz got a little salty. He got a little salty for a second. But we need more of that. We need more rappers balling with each other, talking shit, and us actually seeing who really can ball. You know what I mean?
Hey, man, I'm telling you, man. That's why I can't wait till I get famous, and I'm hoping that my guest that we got here right now can make me like this, because I want to be in one of these. I want to do my thing out there, too. You know what I'm saying?
So I think that's a great segue for us to get into our next segment, which is Last Call. And we're going to bring in...
That's me. Hey, don't nobody worry about it. I got it.
Come on, we on the live radio.
I know I got it, man. You know what I'm saying?
That's Las Vegas, y'all, man. But I think that was a good segue for us to get into.
I ain't the director.
You retarded, man. For us to get into Last Call, man. And we want to welcome in Josh, my homie Josh, and his homeboy Blake, man. I appreciate y'all brothers for being here. We actually follow. I've heard about your work. You told me about your work like a minute ago, and I've been following it ever since. Actually was excited to be a part of the little screening you guys the screening you guys had. That was pretty dope. The venue was dope, you know what I'm saying? So I just want to welcome y'all to Conversations on the Rocks, man. And yeah, cheers, hey, man.
Appreciate cheers. For having us.
Thank you for having us. Cheers, cheers, cheers.
And we're gonna
cheers.
Get into the last call, man. Appreciate y'all for being here.
Glad to be here, bro. Glad to be here.
So yeah, the first thing, man, like, if could you kind of just tell us about? I know I actually work with you, Josh, like producing. You know what I mean? That's how I came to know what you do, and I met Blake through you, your homie. But can you kind of tell us like what y'all do? Y'all create movies and things of that nature. But can you kind of tell us like how y'all started and how long y'all been doing? You know what I'm saying? What y'all been doing?
Absolutely. So obviously Blake is my homie. I've known him for we went to Hampton.
Shout out
to
Hampton. HU.
HU. The real one. I don't know about that school in DC.
I'm on Georgia Avenue. I don't know
about that one. But nah, man. Me and Blake have been. I mean, it's been years now, bro. Like yeah. I think we both had a passion for film. It's like independent, just kind of friends. And then one day, Blake just called me, man. He was like, "Yo, bro, like I'm doing a short. Just come help out." I was like, "All right." So I just kind of showed up, and then from then on out, that's kind of how me and him have kind of like, you know, it went well. We could work, and that's pretty much like the beginning. And it's been what 3 or 4 shorts now, 2 48-hour film festivals, a commercial, and a. Another short, and then the short for BT. So we've done a lot of stuff
along
the way. And then Realish, obviously, I connected with you on that. Shout out Realish.
Shout out to Realish, man.
So yeah, it's just been taking opportunities as they come, and we just kind of work well together. Kind of have a similar kind of lens and sense of humor. So I feel like it just works.
Blake, go ahead. And... The Hampton connection was real.
You
know what I mean? Like we met freshman year, 2008.
Okay.
Not ever imagining that we would be in this position right now.
Right.
We weren't even made. We were in the business school, so we were like, he was an accounting major.
Yep.
I was a management major.
Oh, wow.
So we were saying, you know, run down HBCU buildings, trying to like figure out our next internship. You know what I mean? So to be in this creative space with him now is definitely something that, like I said before, we didn't imagine. But it's kind of fitting based on, you know, like at least my background. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like I was never a theater kid in theater camp, but I was always besides sports. You know, arts and film were my favorite, you know, passions, then music.
Okay.
So it's like, you know, doing what you love to do at a, you know, at 30 years old is great. You know what I mean? And do with your friends, do with your homies.
100%.
Do with people who knew you when you were like 18 and wasn't even thinking about this. You know what I mean? So
it's precious.
Yeah. So to just to see the growth from both of us as men and then as just, you know, friends, you know, it just kind of catapults everything to what we have going on now.
So shout out to HBCUs, man. You know what I mean? I thought y'all knew each other before then, but y'all met actually in college. And y'all had no idea that's when y'all went there y'all was going to be doing.
Oh, hell no. I do have a regular job. We have like 9 to 5 still. We do this.
Likewise.
Right. Yeah, you know what I mean?
Like, this ain't our full time
yet.
Yeah, we on the way though.
Yeah, we definitely on the way.
But you know, it was shirt and tie, you know, short haircut. And kind of, you know, doing everything that you can do to make your parents proud, you know, make that tuition was, you know, went towards something, you know, meaningful. So while we're still doing that, we're still able to chase our dreams and stuff like that.
Well, that's really dope, man, because you know what I'm saying? Like you said, y'all guys met in school. That's similar to me and my man right here. We met in school, you know what I'm saying? Okay. High school, all that stuff like that. And I don't know if we saw us even doing this too. I mean, like. My man right here, he was wild. I'll get into that story later. We talk about all that. You know what I'm saying? But, you know what I'm saying? But like you said, to be able to do it with somebody that, you know what I'm saying? Like you said, you had that bond, that type of friendship. And also just probably somebody that motivates you and pushes you just as much as you would push yourself. Because like I said, without him, you know, none of this would be possible and, you know, and vice versa. You know what I'm saying? Without us being together and doing this like it is, like that. And like you said, as black men. It's like, you know what I'm saying? This is, like, perfect. This is what it's supposed to be and everything like that. So I wanted to ask you about this project that you did for BT. Go into a little bit more about that. Like, was it a short film, commercial? Yeah.
So, actually, to back up before that. So we had a short film. It's called The Zeke Sanders Story. We were excited about it. It's coming out June 26th. But it was supposed to originally be like right before COVID. So like COVID obviously slowed that down. Mm-hmm. So like we couldn't release a film that we put all this effort and energy into. So obviously there's two creators who were like, bro, we gotta do something. Like we gotta do, you know, something. Yeah. So we shot another short. This is like, it's not obviously unreleased, but we shot a short. And while we were there with the crew, we were like, yo, we got like that worked out well. Like we can, let's do something else. Like what else is going on? And at that time there was like a pulse about like what was going on in the community as far as like that was right around George Floyd's death.
Yeah.
Right. And just kind of how he felt about that. So his cousin, so another one of our kind of creative friends, his cousin was in town. Okay. Well, actually on the phone, he called you, right? Miles, and he was like, yo, like just kind of talking about
group chat. Yeah. Group chat. Group chat lingo, you know what I mean?
Okay. Yeah.
And he was like, yo, man, like I really want to, he said he wanted to write a letter. He was like, yo, I want to write a letter about just how people have been treating me since this happened. Like, you know, like a lot of our, you know, kind of quote unquote white allies or counterparts, we're kind of reaching out in a way that you would never see anything like that before, but, yeah. But it's because of COVID. Like, they're right. Forced in the house. You got to watch it. So it was like a real odd time, and he was kind of describing some of the things that, you know, he was experiencing. And then, you know, as we're black dudes, we're all like,
right.
Me too. Like, oh, this happened to me, and then this happened to me, and then this happened to me. And then another one of his cousins, who's the star in the film, Ezra, by the way, Ezra, who's a great writer. He just wrote up a script. You know what I'm saying? And that's when Blake came in, like, oh, this shit fire, bro. Like, and then that's when I came in. You just kind of put everything together, and that's what started it. That's what.
Yo, shout out to Hey Jamal. You're referring to Jamal. How are you?
Hey, that shit was funny as fuck. I am not gonna lie to you. He sent me that. He had to send it to me twice, but I watched it, and I'm sitting there. I thought that joke was so funny, man. When that white lady came at the end with that sign and got the call about the fucking what was the beach or the open beach. Yeah. She said what? Oh, they, oh, she said, And then she looks right back at him, hands him the sign. I was like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
shit was funny as shit. So, what Rhythmic Radio Airwaves, what we're referring to is if you go to Vimeo's on, that's how they can kind of catch the short. So, it's on Vimeo.com.
It's
on
IG.
It's on IG.
BT's Instagram.
It's Hey Jamal. Just Google Hey Jamal, how are you? That's what we're referring to right now.
Yeah,
so
man.
So, short. This is about 7-8 minutes.
Nah, it's like 4.5 minutes. 4 minutes. Long, so, it can take a quick bathroom break. You in there just
kind of chilling. That's it. That's it. You know, even the other one you had. But how to bury and stuff like that.
We're gonna get into that.
Oh, my bad. We're gonna get into that.
But nah, for that, like, do you guys feel so that story? A lot of people around that time, white people, I can relate to that as well. Was asking like, yo, how you doing? Like, how's everything? Is there anything I could do? And also for me, not just white people, but also other ethnicities, Asians. Like, hey, how you doing? Like, and not really knowing like how to answer
that.
Never
seen before, yeah.
Yeah. So, are people still asking you how you're doing?
No.
Nah.
not at all.
Because when I wrote that question, I was like, motherfuckers ain't asking me that shit either. You know what I mean?
Yeah, because I think one of them even came from way down in the building. She didn't even know. She said, she said she remember this motherfucker from like elementary and shit. I haven't seen you in 13 years. How are you doing? I said, oh, this nigga funny as a motherfucker. Was cracking the fuck up, good. Man. That shit was good, man.
Like Josh was saying earlier, you know, it was one of my cousins who isn't really involved in the creative space like that. I mean, he wants to be. He has the talent to do it, but he's a family
kid.
You know what I mean? You know, so he has some things to work on right now. But he really shot the idea with us. And when we shot up, we realized that, all right, we got to shoot it in the crib. You know, COVID safe in the middle of July.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, how can we capture, you know, these interactions in our apartment with, you know, COVID safe, you know, precautions, but also, you know, just wearing masks and not on camera, just like getting new to the whole thing.
Right.
Because as you all know, last summer was just a shit show, you know, in America. So, with that, we were able to just, you know, I guess more so capture a feeling. We didn't really call it a short film at first. It's more so like a COVID observation.
Okay. You know, like a test trial.
Okay. Yeah, we're kind of just like seeing like what is this feeling that we're getting? What's this feeling that's, you know, we can all relate to?
Yeah.
So, because of our wheelhouse and our sense of humor, you know, comedy is the first thing that comes to mind. If you want to do something a little too dramatic, it may just be a little, you know, a little reached, I guess. But, yeah. You know, to keep it light, but also to keep it, to show how, like, it may be funny on the outside to watch, but these are, you know, all real interactions.
Yeah.
And you know what I mean? And so, like, for some people, it may not be that funny. You know what I mean? Yeah. They're like, well, I mean,
yeah.
That shit affects me a little differently. You know what I mean? Yeah. Seeing that George Floyd is the first thing you guys asked when you see me at my door. It's right. Like, well,
okay.
You know, like when the NFL put out a statement about, you know, with Saquon and a few other the top players, they were like, what if that was me? Yeah. Right. Would y'all care? You know what I mean?
That's
so
true.
It's interesting perspective that we wanted to take because it's like, you know, we're comedy guys. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
We want to make people laugh and feel good, but at the same time, we feel like it's our duty as filmmakers right now, at least, you know, call out what's going on, at least just see how we see it.
Put the
candy
in the medicine.
We aren't really trying to, you know, blame anybody. We're just showing y'all what's
putting the mirror up and shit.
Absolutely. Yeah. So,
nah, that's dope, man.
Yeah, exactly.
I felt that through that, you know what I mean? And that was a couple minutes and shit because I was in that.
You know
what I mean?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
People wanted to, like, because I have a full-time job as well. And at my full-time job, we're not in the office. We're doing virtual meetings and things of that nature.
Yeah.
So a lot of people wanted a virtual meeting, meet me. You
and
know
it's
what
like,
that?
What? Like, what you talking about?
And that's what happens, right? Like, you think that. This is not the first time we've ever had to deal with
them. Right. So, you know what I mean? Didn't start this year. Like,
it's been going on. But, like, it was the fact that people were stuck in the house, right?
Right.
And had to watch it. And then it was like you're interacting with people, like, in your job and your day-to-day. And it's for the first time, I feel like people felt like they had to say something.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But it was like to his point, it was really interesting to see, like, when the idea came up and we were all there in the living room, it was like fire. No one said no. People was willing to do the outcome for free, like whatever. You know what I mean? Like, it was really like they knew what we were trying to do.
Felt the message.
Right. Yeah.
Like, a lot of it was like, oh yeah, bro, like, we should definitely do that and do it here, and we should do it soon. We'll be back next week.
Well, shout out to them, you know what I'm saying, especially for the support and understood your vision and saw what it was, because, you know what I'm saying, like, I mean, it turned out to be great, honestly.
Appreciate
you know,
appreciate
honestly, y'all. I thought it was like I said, it's funny. Like you said, everybody had their own opinion about it. Can't say that I missed the message or anything like that. But yeah, I mean, it was well put together. Everybody did their part and everything like that. It was well. Yeah, I liked it.
Appreciate it.
Like, thank you.
And to answer your early question, I know we didn't make it really for BET. It was made just kind of on ourselves, just kind of just to put it out.
It just came later.
So let's talk about that, like, so
really it was just kind of like friendships and networks and connections.
Yeah.
It was a tweet. It was a dude by the name, his name's Funny Julius in IG, put out a tweet, and he was just like, yo, like, I'm looking for, you know, black filmmakers. So a friend of mine who also went to Hampton, we call her Blango, she just reached out. She's like, yo, like, you got any films? Like, you... The guy's asking for films. So I was like, all right, man, just shoot him Jamal. You know, we made Jamal at this point. This
October, yes.
Yeah.
We made it right before the election.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
We shot it in June or July.
July, but we dropped it right before the election.
Okay.
Before that weekend. So then I sent it to him, and he just thought it was funny. And then from then on, he's kind of like reached out. He has a connection there. He was just like, yo, like, we would love to feature you on Black Filmmaker Friday. So I was like, you know, of course, like, me and him did it together. The whole story. So like, yo, we just... called him up and we made the video happen. So, we shot the video at it's a studio here. So for those who are looking
in
for
DC?
Studio space, it's in Maryland, but it's called The Dojo. Shout out The Dojo.
It was at The Dojo. Y'all so been the there before.
We're screening in Capitol Heights.
So that's where y'all had y'all screenings at before.
Yeah.
So that's what y'all had that decision. Y'all just sent them that shit.
Yeah.
Okay.
I picked The Dojo. We do a lot of stuff there. They take great photos.
I gotta check that shit out.
Yeah, check them out, man. Check them out.
Definitely gotta check that out.
Jive Shots, Jeremy, he helped set everything up.
Okay.
There's another guy up there at the dojo. And we just put it together and sent it over. And, you know, people
That's
liked
dope,
it.
Man.
Help get more eyes on it. Help get the message out there. More than we could. You know what I mean?
Yeah. And kind of build some time for Zeke, you know what I mean? So
let's get into that. That's a great... Sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off, bro. But, you know what I'm saying? But that's a great segue into my next question, which was like... What is the goal? Is the because I can see the Zeke Sanders story on Netflix. Like, what is the goal? Is one of the goals to get it there or just out? Period. Or what is y'all thoughts on?
Yeah. If they come with the right price, shit. You know.
Yeah.
No, that's right.
Yeah.
You know what I mean.
That's
But I guess initially it was to as independent filmmakers, we wanted to run this whole project as like a studio. You know what I mean? We this film is our biggest project to date.
Yeah.
So we wanted to do every aspect as a studio would. We want to, you know, raise funding, find funding, you know, produce it the right way, you know, incorporate the business into, you know, to where it's not all of it's all expenses and things kind of working in our favor.
Yeah.
Financially, then also just with opportunities. You know, we negotiated the hell out of these contracts in order to get, you know, independent artists here. We use a lot of local, you know, venues for locations, and we wanted to do everything that we could to, you know, act as an independent business, you know, an independent studio. Right. So, so it was, we just kind of ran it as, you know, we want to, you know, distribute it, you know, individually and see, you know, like we thank God we locked in Kennedy Center for, debut in June.
Okay.
And then hopefully from there, we're able to, you know, go around different cities, different college campuses, and kind of just give, you know, people what they want.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Okay.
And just, you know, the kind of the old school independent grind.
Yeah.
We know that, you know, just from experience and life and even being in this industry, that anybody going to come knock on your door because you made a decent, you know, decent movie.
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
I found it.
Hollywood is usually late. You know what I mean? So, like, and then, like, you know, self-starters, people who kind of, you know their own ecosystem and can build their own, you know, following without them.
Yeah. Right,
so they're just kind of the cherry on the top. So it's kind of how we, Jamal, how are you? It was, you know, like I said, independent.
Yeah.
Once BET gave us that stamp, you know what I mean? We on the Rhythmix radio we're going to have later.
Shout out to Rhythmix.
You know what I mean? So it's opportunities like that from outside validation that really, you know, make us feel good
brick.
And everything. You know what I mean? Exactly.
Yeah.
So we know it's not going to be something overnight.
Yeah.
We know that if we could get it on Netflix, people would love to.
Yeah.
But we can't expect them to call us, you know.
We did. I would say, Zeke, we did it, like you said, independent as a business. So I feel like for us, we want to really... I feel like, and through, like, making films, like, as we've done this, it's like we kind of take on a little bit more as you get more seasoned, as you grow in any kind of career, profession, like anything else, you got to kind of try and do more and figure out the next thing. So Zeke, for us, was the first real project. Right, it's like like real as far as the sense of time, the production value, how it looks. It's a 35-minute short.
Yeah.
Like,
it definitely feels
the,
that way. You
all
know
the bells
what I mean?
And whistles,
everything,
legit,
all the snippets that I've seen,
legit
and,
film.
Yeah,
we would like to kind of show as a proof of concept. They're like, hey, like we can tell a story. We'd love to make this a longer story.
Yeah,
and we want to take it around and show people like, hey, like two guys who didn't go to film school.
Yeah,
made a good
from
film.
DC.
Shout out to the DMV.
Bring you in there. You've been out here long enough.
Right.
But it's like we wanted to. So for this one, it was like, no, like let's try to distribute it and show it on our own. So we had the Kennedy Center. We did that. We did some private screens at the dojo. But we're gonna have more of those type of things to show people like, hey, here's how you can do it.
Yeah.
You know, like you don't have to have.
That's what's up.
Shout out to the Kennedy Center, man. When's the date on that?
June 26th.
So when y'all releasing
shows.
Tickets?
Okay.
Tickets, I think
you gotta be there. Conversation on gotta be
mid April. I think we're gonna have a nice surprise for
y'all.
Okay.
So yeah, keep us posted. We're definitely gonna pull up to that.
Okay. So actually, I have one question for each one of y'all. As far as like being in this industry. What is that one movie that sticks out to you that made you either want to get into this or, you know what I'm saying, just that one movie that just said, like, this is what I want to do. Like, I know I feel this, like, I want to do it.
I'm going to say Crash. It's a film
That's underrated joint. That's one of my favorite joints.
Okay.
I love that film because I saw it when I was really young. And I'm from Alexandria, Virginia.
Okay.
Shout out to VA.
I was fortunate enough and privileged enough to grow with a two-parent household, go to nice schools in life, and really, you know, be around a diverse background of people.
Yeah.
Okay. So I was able to be, I guess, I say, sheltered from a lot of open prejudice and racism as a young child.
Mm-hmm.
But when I saw that film, I saw that how it affected other people, you know, outside of me. And so that film kind of opened my eyes to where, like, kind of a, you know, everything was kind of intertwined by, you know, racism.
Yeah,
you know, or stereotypes or prejudice, and so, like, you know, when a scene that sticks out to me, I think his name is Michael Pena, he's a Hispanic actor, and he was fixing the locks on Julie Roberts' house. Julie Roberts and Sandra Bullock, they can look just alike. I can never tell them apart.
Yeah.
But anyway, their house, and she was, you know, watching them, like, you know, like, you know, what are they doing? You know, he's doing this for the gangs, and it's like, you know, I have a lot of, I mean, there are people in my family who are Hispanic. You know what I mean? Yeah. I have Hispanic friends who are like, right. I wouldn't think that they're all, you know, left or doing right. something, you know, MS-13 all crazy. You know what I mean? Right. Like, people are just, you know, especially around here.
Yeah.
A lot of regular jobs exactly. and, you know, are upstanding people. Right. So I feel like that film showed me a lot of, opened my eyes to a lot of the world that I didn't see.
Yeah. Okay.
But also, it was a good film, too, to where it was entertaining still. Yeah, you know, right. Even though I was saddened by it, I wasn't like outraged or enraged. I hated every other race besides mine. It was more so like this was well done toward you know 11, 12 year old could kind of resonate with it. Yeah. So
kind of equal on a lot of levels as far as the stereotypes and racism and
and
it was a well done movie.
It was great acting.
Yeah, I remember Ludacris was in it.
Exactly, Ludacris was in it. Terrence Howard.
How well they melded the different lives.
Yeah, that was one. That was a good one. That was
it's underrated. A lot of people don't. Okay, I like that.
What about you?
So for me, I guess if I had to pick a favorite movie, I'm gonna go with The Wood. The Wood for me.
Okay, classic. Okay.
Classic. When I was a kid, I watched it over and over again.
Right, that was.
It just was. It's a story about friends who one that looked like me. You know what I mean? Especially coming up, it was like a great young movie for young black men. I just loved that movie. It was great.
Yeah.
But I think what got me wanting to be a part or do film, it was honestly like going to like, I know this is my sister hating me, but I went to one of her like, it was like a live play and she was like doing like a monologue or something. It was a long time ago. But I loved the performance. And then I went to a few other plays. I was not a play guy. I just thought like, yeah, people do that because, you know, that's what they want to do. I didn't look into it. But then when I got my first job, right, I go to school for accounting, do my first job, and like all of my first projects were like films. Like I interviewed the CFO, I had to like edit it up, chop it up, and I did all the all hands video. So I'm doing all the work. They're like, you know, nothing crazy, but it introduced me to it.
So you pretty much forced into it a little bit.
But I guess like something that I enjoyed so much as a kid. Like my dad would say, you should like write film critics. Like you should get more. You should fuel that. And then to kind of see it just fall into my lap like that, it was like almost like, you know what, bro? No, you got to do it.
Okay, all right. Do both of y'all do most of the writing? I know you said the last one, y'all just grab scripts and just direct.
I'm not a writer by any means. You write some, but you do. I'm not
a writer by trade. Out of our four projects, seven things we've ever done, I may have written two and a half or three of them. Like our project Buried was written by our friend Leon, who's out in LA.
Shout out to Buried. I like the darkness in that film, man. Like,
appreciate that.
Buried,
that was good.
And
too.
The humor. Back and forth.
That was all Leon. He was he's out. Yeah, he's based out of Burbank. He actually from Woodbridge.
But man, shout out to Woodbridge. There's so much talent out here.
He's a really good writer. I've read some of his other stuff, man. He's funny. He's a good writer.
I'm gonna have to follow him.
His mother and my mother are really good friends, and so when he went out to LA, before I was even thinking about movies, his mother was like, "Yeah, you should connect with him. He's out in LA Friday and whatever." I'm like, "All right, cool." And then when I was like 27, we made Buried. We said that we need, you know, a more professional writer to kind of, you know, help us take the leap from here to here.
Okay.
And he, you know, pro bono, he
wow,
sent us some scripts. That one was good. That one was funny too. My man's burying the body and brought out the next one.
Even just the whole perspective of it. You know what I'm saying? Like that shit might have really happened.
Exactly. Yeah. That's what I'm saying.
You know what I'm saying? Right. Like, motherfucker get to run it, ain't dead all the way. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
He said, well, so what are we gonna do with the other body? He said, yeah, we're gonna have to move. Why we can't just put his ass on top of the other? I'm like, yeah, but like you said, that sounded really real, you know what I'm saying? Like, in that scenario. Because I'm like, dog, we're not moving this motherfucker.
Nah, like, really quickly, man. I don't win. We're kind of running up against it, but we're going to run over.
We're here, man. We're here for y'all.
Shout out to Rhythmics Radio. We hollering at some good brothers. Shout out to Blake, Josh. Can y'all kind of speak to like how everybody can get in contact with y'all, like at least get into touch with your work, you know what I mean, or maybe even collab with y'all?
Yeah, for sure. We're very accessible. My Instagram is It's the Paper Boy.
Okay.
ITSDA Paper Boy. You can just DM me on there, just you know, ask any question. I'm I'm still, you know, new to this game too, so I don't think, you know, that, you know, any question's too little or too big for me.
That's what's up,
so
man.
Just reach out and, you know, I'll give you the best answer, the honest opinion that I feel is...
And to get and to see your work, like, all I gotta do is go to your IG pages and your bio and all that.
So I have a website on thepaperboy.com.
Thepaperboy.com.
Thepaperboy.com, and it has all our videos on there, some commercials, and more insight about Zeke Sanders.
So the videos we're referencing, y'all can go straight to thepaperboy.com, check them out. We were talking about Barry. We're talking about their movie that they have coming out, the Zeke Sanders story. And we also talked about hey Jamal, how are you doing? Yeah. How are you?
Y'all check them out, man. Honestly, check those out.
And Josh, can I hire everybody really quickly? Absolutely. You know what I'm saying?
Josh. But it's Bobby, BOBBY _ Boucher, BOUCHER.
Okay.
The number 8. Instagram has a...
Where did that name come from? Where did that name come
from? Bobby Boucher.
Bobby Boucher. Water boy.
Look, he didn't start himself. He didn't start himself. We want to hear this.
So that's my line name is Waterboy. Shout out to the bros.
Okay.
Part of Omega Sci-Fi.
Q's.
Okay.
Gamma Upsilon Chapter, Hampton University.
Okay.
Waterboy. I didn't know that. The Waterboy. I know what to call you from now on.
Took the, you know, his name was Bobby Boucher. So Bobby Boucher, and I was the 8, so Bobby Boucher.
Okay.
So I got the Iceman and the Waterman.
And then you got the Paper Boy right
there. And I'm just Las Vegas. Just spitting y'all paper and drinking a lot of liquor on ice.
We're going to run over a couple of minutes because we're having such a great conversation, if y'all don't mind.
Of course, of course.
We're on Rhythmic Radio. Shout out to all the radio stations, all the different shows out there.
Yeah.
Serious Business. Shout out to Bring Your Own Vibe. You know what I'm saying? This, that, and the third. No Tomatoes. You know what I'm saying? Like, Come Union. Shout out to FBCL Radio. Yeah. Tracy Clark. You know what I mean? Everybody.
Two Guys Bull Chatting. That's a good one. Also, Real Talk Internet Radio Station.
Yeah.
Serious Business. Man, they got a good show. If you haven't checked it out yet, check out the community. Come Union.
Yeah.
Actually, a very good show. Like I said, all four of those ladies are actually family related. So that's really...
I saw them on Facebook earlier today. So shout out to all the Rhythmics family.
And No Tomatoes, this, that, and the third. And of course us. Every Monday,
you're now
man,
tuned into Conversations on the Rocks right now.
You know what I'm saying?
Every Monday night, 8 p.m. You know what I mean? You know how to get to us. If you're not following us on social media, we're on Facebook, IG, and we on YouTube. Make sure you follow us. Conversations on the Rocks.
If you don't know about us, I don't know what rock you under, but it ain't ours because we already had a conversation about it.
Right. So we got our brothers, our good brothers, Josh and Blake in here.
Man, appreciate y'all being.
I see the vision. I see where y'all going, man. It's good to see. If this was like a movie, y'all on the rising action, you know what I'm saying? You know what I mean, if you will. But I really feel that y'all got a lot of talent. I'm happy to have y'all. Whenever y'all got any other projects that y'all promoting or coming out, we'd love to have y'all on, man.
Yeah, most definitely.
One question I have before we let you guys go is, where do you see yourselves 5 years from now, 2026? Where is the Paper Boy and the Water Boy? You know what I'm saying? Where are y'all at that time? Where can you envision? Because just some years ago, y'all met, you said 2008 or whatever.
Right.
Y'all came into HBCU business, you know what I'm saying, thinking business degrees, not even thinking creatively as far as like developing film and content and media. So where do you think you guys will be in 2026?
So it's funny you say that because we met in 2008. We started doing movies in 2014. And then 2020 was planned to be Zeke. So it seemed like every 6 years we kind of... Mm. You know, change, elevate some of those differences. So by 2026, we got some things in the works now to where we're trying to, you know, incorporate, you know, studios to where we can, you know, just expand our whole reach. And expand our reach to where we're able to, you know, do all types of mediums, man, doing feature films, doing commercials, doing music videos, doing things to just, you know.
Okay.
And also reach back out to the community and those below us because... You know, there are those who are. We had a creative castle this past summer, actually in Woodbridge.
Yeah.
And during COVID, we have about a crew of about six students. They're all under 21 years old.
Okay.
Shout out to Soraya Ali, David Wong, Gabe, Sophia Jordan, Meredith Etheridge, and Eddie Fisher.
Okay.
He's a freshman at Georgia State down there. Really talented dude. But what we wanted to do was, you know, foster that connection.
That's dope. They from Woodbridge,
so they're from all over the area.
That is really dope.
That's something y'all did, just you know, what I'm saying, to bring it back. You know,
so
what I'm
basically, basically, what we did, I mentioned before, we have participated in some 48-hour film festivals.
Okay,
and so basically, that's where you take 48 hours to create a team, come up with this, you know, plot points, ideas, and the scripts, and shoot it and edit it and show it in a weekend.
So
it sounds super
fun,
but super
pretty sure stressful,
like
too.
A huge tornado type, you know, environment. So what we did was that with these six students, each of them have different expertises, right? Like some are better in writing, some are better in research, some are better in editing, some are better in directing.
Okay.
So like we just kind of just provided the environment for them, kind of just had them, you know, create. So I think Josh can further expand on the actual details of the weekend, but the message was just basically to just say, hey man, you know, we're all in this together. We want to make DC a popping place for film.
Yeah,
you don't have to go out to LA or Atlanta or New York to do something greater.
Thank you for doing that too.
And to that point, honestly, to further answer that question, right? That's part of that 5-6 year vision, right? Like,
right.
I'm not from here, obviously from MI, but I've been in VA for a while, consider it home. But we kind of want to show that, like, yo, you can make movies here.
Or anywhere.
Anywhere, right? Uh-huh. And like, and provide that opportunity, right? So like, by reaching out to the, you know, like, the younger filmmakers and like kind of providing, like, hey, look, like, this is what it is. And the great thing about 48-hour films is like, it's a full spectrum of like film creation, right? You get the idea, you write it, you plan it, you shoot it, you edit it. And you know what I mean? It's a whole thing. A lot of times when people think about film, they go, oh, I can't do it, or I don't, you know, how do I don't do everything. But when you get a team together and you realize, like, oh, wait, like, put the right people in the room, you'll get a movie. So I think it really helps foster the confidence, like, to make a movie.
Okay.
And I think also, like, kind of, kind of helps show people, like, hey, like, it doesn't take a ton. Here's kind of the concepts. We want to, like, take that a step further. So I say 5 years from now, we'll be doing a lot more of that type of work. And all mediums, man, like, commercials, you know, music videos.
Okay.
Really just kind of take it to the next level. I feel like it's, like, every 5-6 years, we kind of, like, up one. I feel like every year we try to do a little more than the year before, right? So like, the first year was just a movie we just kind of did together. The years after that, we like, you know, perfected the craft. It's a festival, you know, 48-hour, like, kind of like worked to sharpen those skills. I feel like we're just gonna keep, you know, God willing, everything goes well, and just keep going these next 5 years.
So, even actually, also, because I know we're going out of time, but I mean, like you said, we're having a good conversation. So, how long does y'all, as far as like editing, how long does it take to put a project together? Like
a long ass time. A long ass time.
He already knew where he was going with that.
You know what I'm saying? Even down to like the 5 minute and stuff, just, like, honestly.
Just because there's so much coordination with people, right? Like, it's not just like one person doing it. Yeah. That. And then a lot of times, this stuff happens to people. Like, I know Zeke, it was a weekend, we had Zeke and this dude, you know, he couldn't make it. We had to try to find another person, like days before a shoot.
Right.
Okay. That's gonna, you know, just, it just delays you in a way. You know,
we
lost the footage for the movie at one point in time.
Yeah, he got stolen.
The last night we shot the movie, someone broke in his car, stole my backpack that had all the film in it, which was filmmaker mistake one. And so for
12 hours.
12 hours, we thought
had that movie.
Thought it was over.
It was over. We spent all this money. It was 9 days of shooting. It's like someone was watching us, we found it the next day. By the grace of God, we were in Hyattsville returning our equipment to be rented that weekend. You know, all down in the dumps, all just, you know, like, and Josh got a phone call from somebody, like an unknown number. And so he answered, and when he answered, his face changed to like, where are you? Where you at? And so my eyes just got big and like, whoa, who you talking
to?
Next thing you know, the guy's like, yeah, I found this backpack that has some footage in it. Do you want it? We're like, yo, like.
He didn't even say footage. He didn't know it was footage in it. The point was, he called me. And we were at the place returning equipment. You got to think, we didn't shot three. You know, this is a long movie.
Right.
We didn't see these people over and over again. So they hype. They know it's the last weekend.
By the way, this is very cinematic for the people in Rhythmics and shit. Just in itself, the story of y'all getting this together.
I couldn't make this up. We couldn't make this up.
And they were so hype. Like, oh, we can't wait to see the movie. Not knowing, like, our shit just got stolen, bro. Like
last night.
You're not even hype about
got
it.
Film.
I'm trying to get shit.
And I'm paying a bill. You know
what I mean? I got to give you this shit. Like, can I give my money
back. Right? Yeah, our lead actor, went on a family vacation after set. I mean, after we shot, so he flew out the next morning. He like, yo, I'm shooting the movie and I'm out. So he left on a bad note. You know what I mean? Like, yo, we lost the movie. Manny was like, yo, how do you explain that to somebody you've been working with for the past few months?
Oh, man.
We lost the movie.
And then he called me. His name was
Ruben.
Ruben. Ruben called me. He called me. At a
Shout out Ruben.
Oh, bro. So, look, it was a random number. I'm like, ah, I thought it was work. We all got day jobs. Good afternoon. You know what I mean? Like, seeing what's going on. And he was like, hey, man, I found this bag. It's got, like, all this stuff in it. Some, like, a laptop, like, these cords, a portable monitor. Your name's on it. Do you want it?
Of course I do.
I was like, yeah,
bro, who are you, though? Who are you? Who are you? Get it, bro. Who are you, bro?
It's the police,
right? You know what those are talking
about. I'm like, hell, where you at right now? We hop in a truck, literally swerve over there, and it's a construction site. And what happened was, it's like two blocks from where they broke in the car. They broke in the car. They literally just dumped my bag. I didn't. It was my work computer. It wasn't a Mac. Like, so it was like, right, it's HP, but they took my Beats. Lost my Beats headphones.
Oh, Beats.
And like another pair of headphones and like some phone chargers. But like all the footage was there. My laptop, work laptop was there. My everything
it was
else
meant
was
to
there.
Be.
It was meant to be. But he got the number. I went to the doctor and I left my like receipt like in my bag. That had like my name, number, address. I just happened to left it in my bag. That's the only reason he had a number. Only reason he could call.
Well, so well, shout out to him, man. Thank you for saving this project.
Yeah, for sure.
Real talk, man.
And then COVID almost took us out, but we making it.
Yeah, I meant to be here and shit.
We're still here, man.
Yo, before we roll out and shit, man, I want to ask y'all brothers one last question and shit, and whatever Los, you know what I'm saying, may want to wrap up with. But I'm interested to know, what are y'all top five movies? No type of order, you know what I mean? And it could change. We know this is like top five rappers and shit, you know what I mean? It could change. From Tuesday, I might feel it. Tupac might be in it, you know what I mean? Friday, I'm feeling like Biggie should have been, you know what I mean? But, just off the top of no type of order, we're going to start with Blake, since you're on my left.
Okay, nobody judge me. But I'm going to go with The Wizard of Oz.
Okay.
Which one, though?
The first one?
The original or like the weed?
1939. 1939.
I'm with it. Okay.
I said Crash earlier.
Okay,
I'm going to go with, you know what I really like Paid in Full for some reason.
Ooh.
Paid in Full.
Ooh.
There you go.
I love Paid in Full. I love Cameron's performance in that movie.
He killed it.
I feel like he should have got
made
least
you hate
more. But it's like, but low key, it was a true story that kind of bridged the hate between New York and D.C.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Kind of some like the D.C. Then it's like, the whole, you know what I mean? Like, the whole influence kind of came from there. So I really appreciate that film.
Deeper than just the film, than the meaning behind it. I feel
you
on that.
You know what I mean? Paid in Full. And even how Dame Dash and Rockefeller did that whole thing. You know what I mean? That's similar model.
Independent.
Yep.
Exactly.
It was a great movie.
Exactly.
That's what y'all doing. This
exactly.
Right now.
Even though he's sold it to Harvey Weinstein, we'll just, you know. I'm going to say.
He said he slapped him. He said he slapped him. That's what Dave said. He said he slapped him.
I can believe him. Who else? I know I'm going to forget some, but I would say this is a film called Amoros Perros. It's by Alexander Iñárritu. He's a guy who did Birdman and Revenant. He's a Mexican filmmaker.
Okay.
He's a 2-time Oscar winner. It kind of influenced Zeke. It's a non-linear story about these two brothers who are fighting over one of the brothers' girls. But the title is translated to like for the love of dogs, Mortos Perros. Okay. But it was these two brothers fighting, and then it was a story about a model who got in a car accident. And she lost her career because she got into a severe accident.
Oh, okay.
And then I forget the third storyline right now because I'm had to do too much to sip. But
the conversation.
Yeah,
the
you know what I mean.
Right.
And shout out
Mortos Perros.
Right. Mortos Perros.
And your last one.
I'm gonna say Shrek. It was.
Okay.
It was. I think.
Fuck with Shrek.
The film to me had me weak. The first one had me weak. I mean, I was like,
there's a lot of adult humor in
it. But it was all the like the same like little
it was
kid.
Chris Rock, right? Yeah.
Eddie Murphy. It was the same.
I was getting there. Shout out to Conversation. I was getting there.
Shout out
Donkey.
Shout out Coming to America too. But no, it was all that.
Yeah,
it was just like the adult humor mixed with like the little kid fairy tale, just kind of.
Right.
had it just a moment of like surrealism to kind of
I like that. I like that. That sounds like a director's top five.
So that's a Netflix and chill type thing.
At 8 p.m. with Conversations on the Rock.
What about you?
That's solid five. It's okay. I'm going to go with, obviously, I said The Wood.
Okay, yeah. I like y'all sticking to what y'all said.
I had to go with that. I'm going to go with Blow.
It's that's my shit.
I really like stories.
I want y'all
like,
to see my face.
Somebody's real.
Yeah, I love that. Story. Yeah, I love that. Yeah, that was a real movie. Yes.
Another one, let's see. Blow.
Boston George.
That one's good, but no, but hold on. I'm trying to think.
Now I'm talking about in the movie.
Oh, yeah, the guy with the character. Yeah. Hold on. But, see, now you got me thinking. Blow is my favorite. The Wood.
Yeah.
Three. Who am I going to get? Top five is hard, man.
First thing comes to head.
I had it. Had them listed out too.
No particular order.
The moment. Blow.
I said it Wizard of Oz, man. You shouldn't be embarrassed by anything.
That's right. You know what I'm saying? It's just let it flow.
My favorite animated one of them. I like The Incredibles. That was a good.
That was a good one.
Okay. Incredibles. Yeah. Okay.
I'm gonna go with another one. Yeah, I would say those are the top three. There's more though, man.
Right.
There's definitely
That's what's up, okay, man. That's what's up.
I don't come in like 2 minutes. Oh, this one.
That's how it always goes.
Oh, Good Time by the Sadafi brothers. I love that movie. It's called Good Time. It's an independent film. It's about a brother who robbed a bank with his other brother, and they just can't get it together. Like he's just not. You know what I mean? And it's like you follow this guy, and he like keeps making mistake after mistake after mistake. Trying to get his brother out of jail. He got arrested. Now he's in the hospital because he got beat up in jail. So he's trying to break him out. And he gets there. He gets the guy. You think he gets to the hospital. You think he broke his brother. And it's not his brother. So now he's got this other dude. And they're like running through the city. Now the police are after him because he broke some ass out of jail. And it's like this fast-paced, uncomfortable, very close, like, watch this movie. You know what I mean?
It's very different. It's the same dudes who make Uncut Gems.
Same dudes, man. Uncut Gems.
That was awesome.
Same people.
Okay.
Good Adam Sandler is another good one. Yeah, that's a good one. And then let's see, one more. I'm gonna give you top five. What I watched recently? That'll be it for right now. But Good Time is a good movie. Yeah. That's another one.
Okay. We'll have to check that out.
I appreciate that, man.
Well, we definitely want to appreciate you and want to say
we definitely want to appreciate you
again.
We
definitely appreciate y'all for being here.
Last one, Harlem Nights. Who can't forget?
Harlem Nights, classic. There you go.
Another classic. Yeah. Okay.
You keep on me saying I'm
on
this segment right here.
Okay, we're talking that one. Yeah. But love what y'all are doing. I know y'all going to continue and like I said, I'm wide open, fellas. If you need somebody to just jump into a window or maybe break a bottle over somebody's head, you may need me to slap somebody. You know what I mean? Call me up.
Well, yeah.
Let me know.
Facts. Blake, let me know. Josh, how can we reach y'all? You know what I'm saying? Everybody, the listeners, the viewers on IG, all the social media and shit, shout out to them. How can we reach y'all again, man, and listen to, and watch some of y'all dope work?
Yeah, man, check out my Instagram, it's ThePaperBoy, and check out our website, ThePaperBoy.com.
Yeah.
They have all of our videos, our shorts, and kind of what's to come with Zeke, you know, this summertime. Yeah. So it's we'll have updates for you guys, and also
look
forward
to
that. Our newsletter on our website.
Okay.
That's at ThePaperBoy.com. And then me, I'm at Bobby Boucher 8. On Instagram, and my Vimeo is on there. Everything's on there. But also, all the work is on thepaperboy.com.
So. Yeah, man, we got to have y'all back, too, man, because I know y'all going to be at the film festival in D.C., and y'all produced the one of the commercials for it. Like, not the film festival, but the awards. Yeah, help me out here.
What the hell are you talking about?
The DC Film Festival.
Oh yeah, we already did that. The DC for
I thought it was the end of this month.
So he's talking about the DC Film Summit.
Oh, that's Blake will be at the DC Film Festival.
And you're a speaker.
The end of yes.
Yeah, okay. Yes. Okay. Yes. Hey, don't leave me out there. Yeah, you produced the commercial for that, right?
No. That's the same. I'm not the summit.
Oh, I thought you produced the commercial of the people who will be at the summit.
We did that for the DC Filmmaker Spotlight. That was before. So the main person who does that summit. Yeah, we shot her, interviewed her. That was like 2 years ago. No.
That was last year.
But I get why he's confused.
It's similar names too. We did that on purpose. Yes. And they're coming back again and shit.
So the thing that you have coming up, so everybody can like tune into that. Yeah. You're a speaker at
DMV Film and TV Summit. Hosted by Tressa Smallwood. Okay. She's a Megamind Media. They've done huge work here in DC. Okay. If you don't know Megamind Media, get involved with them.
That's the name.
So Tressa is a world star producer. She's given me the opportunity to speak about how to produce a film on a shoestring budget.
Okay.
So I have the opportunity to talk there on March 20th and 21st, you know, virtual audience about, you know, our lessons, you know, we learned in Zeke, as well as our pathway to kind of what's going forward and see how you can, you know, my experiences and how we can, you know, make a film in this area for less than $1 million, less than 20,000, you know, something that we could somewhat, you know, afford and be able to get
pieced together with people.
Exactly.
You know,
piecemeal, man. Yeah. That's what we really did. And so, just kind of, you know, shed light on that and seeing how we, you know, we can help the people in the community.
Look forward to that. Look forward to seeing Zeke. You know what I mean? Y'all keep us, you know what I mean, aware of the tickets going out this summer.
April. On April. KennedyCenter.org.
And it's going, the showing is this
June 26th. So tickets will be on sale June 26th.
Man, appreciate y'all brothers for being here, man. Sure, man. My co-host, Los Vegas, you got anything anything to wrap up?
Thanks for us. Like I said, just thank you for y'all being here. Yeah. Shout out to the food. You know what I'm saying?
Yo, shout out to Nikki Cater.
Nikki Cater.
Y'all don't know.
Yeah, get
IG, Nikki Cater.
Shout out to Rhythmics Radio for letting us have this time, man, and everything like that. And again, once again, shout out to my Diamond Princess, my three Hefes,
Chocolate. Babies.
You know what
shout
I'm
out
saying?
To the babies.
To the whole COTR gang out there, you know gang, what I'm saying? Gang. Bones, Debbie, Smoke, Toya, Nash, E.T., Kenny, Alyssa. Love all y'all, man. Y'all already know what it is.
Yeah, man. Appreciate everybody out there. Rhythmic, shout out. Make sure y'all keep following, subscribing. Shout out to the Rhythmics Facebook page. Make sure y'all go follow that.
Please do.
Drop a comment. Share with your peoples. All that good stuff. And we gone, man. It's Conversations on the Rocks. We'll see y'all in about a week.
And stay tuned, because No Tomatoes is up next, y'all.
Already.